Test 6. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You'll hear two people talking about a lost Leonardo da Vinci painting. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
After 30 years on the trail of Leonardo da Vinci's lost masterpiece, The Battle of Anghiari, an Italian engineer and art expert, Maurizio Seresini, thinks he is about to solve one of the art world's greatest mysteries.
Please don't make me out to look like Indiana Jones searching for the lost ark. I'm more like a mixture between a doctor and a detective.
Well, your unassuming manner and typical professor's appearance couldn't be further from Harrison Ford's image.
I've been using medical and military technology such as thermography, X-ray and radar scans to look behind a mural painted by Vasari, a great admirer of Da Vinci's work. It looks like Vasari probably put a wall in front of Da Vinci's mural to paint his own commissioned painting without damaging Da Vinci's.
Now you will hear the recording again.
After 30 years on the trail of Leonardo da Vinci's lost masterpiece, The Battle of Anghiari, an Italian engineer and art expert, Maurizio Seresini, thinks he is about to solve one of the art world's greatest mysteries.
Please don't make me out to look like Indiana Jones searching for the lost ark. I'm more like a mixture between a doctor and a detective.
Well, your unassuming manner and typical professor's appearance couldn't be further from Harrison Ford's image.
I've been using medical and military technology such as thermography, X-ray and radar scans to look behind a mural painted by Vasari, a great admirer of Da Vinci's work. It looks like Vasari probably put a wall in front of Da Vinci's mural to paint his own commissioned painting without damaging Da Vinci's.
Extract 2. You will hear two people talking about the new Sylvester Stallone film. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
What did you think of the film then? Was it as good as you'd expected it to be?
Well, the plot was a bit thin, and the fast car chases made it a bit like a mafioso film. I'd expected it to be more romantic from all the reviews I'd read about it.
Yes, I agree. It was the same old Rambo stuff, really, wasn't it? Although I quite enjoyed the car chases and the boxers punching each other's lights out.
I guess it was an improvement on his last movie, and I wouldn't mind buying the soundtrack. But then, Stallone isn't on that, is he?
Now you will hear the recording again.
What did you think of the film then? Was it as good as you'd expected it to be?
Well, the plot was a bit thin, and the fast car chases made it a bit like a mafioso film. I'd expected it to be more romantic from all the reviews I'd read about it.
Yes, I agree. It was the same old Rambo stuff, really, wasn't it? Although I quite enjoyed the car chases and the boxers punching each other's lights out.
I guess it was an improvement on his last movie, and I wouldn't mind buying the soundtrack. But then, Stallone isn't on that, is he?
Extract 3. You will hear two people talking about sailing. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Look at those yachts. Some of them are stunning, aren't they? They must be worth a million. Talk about luxury.
Well, yes, exactly. Your average man or woman off the street couldn't take up sailing for a hobby. Not in one of those yachts, anyway. It's an expensive pastime.
I'm completely in awe of those intrepid chaps who go out there against waves as big as a house.
They're daft, if you ask me. No, not really. I admire those kind of sailors too. You've got to have your wits about you. After all, it's not about being good in the water, it's about staying out of the water.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Look at those yachts. Some of them are stunning, aren't they? They must be worth a million. Talk about luxury.
Well, yes, exactly. Your average man or woman off the street couldn't take up sailing for a hobby. Not in one of those yachts, anyway. It's an expensive pastime.
I'm completely in awe of those intrepid chaps who go out there against waves as big as a house.
They're daft, if you ask me. No, not really. I admire those kind of sailors, too. You've got to have your wits about you. After all, it's not about being good in the water, it's about staying out of the water.
That's the end of part 1.